This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Breaking down the trivium with Daryl Becker, as well as nonviolent communication, or more aptly referred to as voluntary communications. And we've given you a good chunk of it, but we're going to continue to break it down and talk about bridges and also apply it to real life situations. Because at the end of the day, we want you to use these tools in your everyday life and to use them perhaps as an activist like I am. That's what part of my interest in this is, to be honest, is to how can we apply this as an activist? How can we combat the powers that shouldn't be, the psychopaths and the money changers and so on and so forth, which, Daryl, I'm sure you're concerned with as well. Am I right to say that?
Yeah, I have concerns about certain, I would say, highly violent activities that go on.
Sure.
Usually they're pretty far out of my sphere of influence, but yeah, when they get close to me, then I get the concern level goes up.
Gotcha. So let's talk about bridges for a moment. Oh yeah, and by the way, we'll take some calls if you want to jump in on this voluntary communication. You can volunteer with your calls at 800-313-9443. Get out your crayon. I hope you've been taking notes. Write the number down, and if you want to chime in at any point, we'll take your call. 800-313-9443. All right, the floor is yours, Daryl.
So first off, there was the problem, which is disconnection inside of ourselves, where a lot of people, essentially, they might have trouble even identifying the emotions that they're having. For those who can tell, they don't really understand where the emotions are coming from. They just correlate the emotion to the thing they observe or the thoughts that they have. And they don't know what to do about it. And so what I'm giving here is tools to put handles on them so you can move them around, place them where they're more useful. So you don't have to have them all filling up your living room. You can actually store some things aside if you need to, take them out and use them. And the things I'm looking at are essentially those abstractions called the values and desires and needs. So if you guys want to have more of a literacy or practical application of all this, I recommend you go to the Center for Nonviolent Communication.org, or CNVC.org, Charlie Nancy Victor Charlie.org. That would pretty much go to needs inventory and feelings inventory. If you're challenged to figure out what it is you're feeling, some people are like that. They can't figure out what emotion they're having. And also, if you're challenged to figure out the abstract value or desire that is the genesis or the cause of whatever feeling. These are abstract situations, but they're pretty tangibly real in terms of you'll feel them inside of yourself. And you can be just observant. With the trivium method, you can take in your observations. And with the trivium method, you can identify and remove contradiction. That's with your methodology of the informal logical fallacies. You've got systems basically to understand the rhetorical triangle. Remember that? We started off the show with that. So what do I add to the rhetorical triangle right now is I'm going to add that I'm aware of the emotions. I'm aware of the entire observations and emotions or feelings and the values, desires, and needs and the actions of myself, Daryl, and Bob, the audience, or and some, you know, I can imagine when I read the chat, some of the audience. I'm taking in, like, what do I observe? How am I feeling? What is causing that feeling as far as my values, desires? What is my action going to be, which is this set of words that I'm delivering? And the same thing when Bob is speaking and he's the author, I'm trying to figure it out too. How is the situation the way he sees it? Whoa, this guy has a big long day and this is a late night radio show. And taking it in to see, I think I can imagine what he's feeling and I can figure out what he values and desires. And I can definitely put my finger on some of his strategy or action. So all of that, the OFNR, that strategy of observations, feelings, needs, and requests is being used internally for me, externally, as I observe with someone else, silently. I'm doing this in my head. I don't have to say this out loud as a child says everything out loud. An adult keeps a lot of it inside until it becomes absolutely necessary to speak. And I've also got my 4Ds filter running, so I try to make sure that I don't deliver any demands, give unrequested diagnoses, speak in deserve-oriented language, or deny responsibility for anything. And in case it's coming at me, I can translate them. So that's pretty clear. These are tactics, basically. I'm using them as tools, and here's what I feel afterwards, is I emotionally feel more in harmony. I feel equilibrium, somewhat more balanced, because I got that all running. When I have the trivium running, I've got my intellectual side feeling nice and balanced, like I'm ordering things and putting them where they need to go. I've got the voluntary communication tactics running. I've got those things. I got a handle on things, basically. And this is what we're doing, is I'm trying to promote these tactics to start with so that we can have harmony between ourselves and other people. And in a second, for right now, I'm gonna take some of the questions from you, Bob, or any listeners. I'll get into bridging after that.
All right, we'll build a bridge in just a moment. But first, let's go to the phone lines and talk with, I don't have the name in front of me, just bring them on. Who's this?
Jim?
Jim, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim from New York. How you doing, guys? Great show tonight.
Thanks,
and man. I just wanted to chime in and... architecture is my background, and what I have to do is deal with the left side and the right side of the brain and try to get a balance on that. And a lot of people just don't have this kind of skill set, you know. And I know, I've got a dear friend of mine who was, you know, big rock and roll star back in the 70s, played with Stephen Wills, Stray Cats, whatever. And, you know, what it is sometimes we sit down intellectually and talk about these things. And he always says to me, he says, I'm going to write a book one day, a little success, you know, because what happened, unfortunately, he got into drugs, whatever, and, you know, it ruined his career. But the bigger point I'm trying to make is when intellectually you can make that bridge. You know, there's a wonderful book out there called Drawing on the Right Side of Your Brain. And when you can tap on both sides of the brain, this is when you really become enlightened, you know what I mean, as a human being. And I think in the arts, especially the seven fine arts, whether you're a writer, you know, writer, poet, architect, sculptor, and like I said, I spent a lot of years hanging around, you know, people who are very eccentric, and, you know, rock and roll, I still play rock and roll and all that, and, you know, I played in front of 60,000 people and had their high knees wiggling, you know, but... It's truly that. It's trying to balance those two extremes out. And I was just wondering what your opinion is on it.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Those good observations. I say that, yeah, that's equilibrium or balance or harmony is what I was aiming with in promoting these tactics. And I like the term tactics because essentially I just described a methodology, first with the trivium, second with voluntary communication, which is generally known as nonviolent communication. looking for collecting tactics. Actually, these are like lenses that I look through. That's how I like to look at them, basically. They're applicable as tools to look through, and that means that the lens is only as good as the condition that I'm keeping the lens in. So, for example, if you might say, I use the Trivium, and if you're saying this with anger, well, okay, so you use the Trivium, and you're saying it, like, with anger, and you don't use the Trivium, you're, you know, give someone a diagnosis, you know, an ignorant, that type of thing. That would be an example of imbalance, because you have the neglected aspect. And, you know, you have a fallacy in the neglected aspect. Right. And the neglected aspect is very important, because that is, you know, a whole subset of logical fallacies. So in that instance, you're not really using the Trivium, because you're using logical fallacies.
All right, well, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise, if you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we got a great conversation going on with Daryl Becker about voluntary communication, otherwise known as nonviolent communication, and the Trivium. So Let's jump right back into it. Mr. Producer, is the caller still on the line who was on before? He is? Bring him back on because I want to let him finish his point. And we got cut off by the break. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for holding on. I appreciate it.
Did you want to? No problem.
Yeah, I just wanted to, just throw another thing out there was that, there's a fine line between genius and insanity, and sometimes the mind has to be purged, And I think, unfortunately, like I said, I just happen to be exposed to a lot of great thinkers, a lot of good people, and, sometimes that happens as well, It's just, the mind's a very fertile pasture, to be in, and I was just finding your conversation quite interesting, and I was just wondering, if you ever had this experience of dealing with people that do believe in the trivia or have studied Plato or understand Plato's cave and what that all means, and, to bring it into a modern context where, everybody calls you conspiracy theorist, how do you combat that? I guess it's probably more of my question.
Okay, yeah, good question. And that speaks to the applying it to what, to certain things that we might deal with here on this show. Go ahead, Daryl.
It's an excellent question, Jim. And I think that what I was advocating, I was going over and I'll say it again, is I have a translation matrix. So when something is coming at me, such as giving me a label conspiracy theorist, I'm translating it in my mind to say, okay, why are they saying this? So I identify what it is that they value or desire. They probably are valuing and desiring something called understanding. They have this format of comprehension. They put people into boxes called labels. They put everything into boxes, essentially. And I
put a red ball around it.
Yeah. I don't advocate you stop doing this. All I'm advocating is that, yes, please go back and actually learn your logical fallacy lists. They're there to help you, and they will facilitate communication. And you can communicate that to someone like me. I would give anyone permission to call me on any fallacy that I'm utilizing. I'm generally just saying, hey, I've got these tactics. I'm promoting them. I find them very practically useful in my own life. I'm finding that other people find it useful. This is why I get called to do an interview at various radio shows, do a discussion, etc. That this is the reason why I'm advocating them. So just it's in the identification of what's coming at us. And then the second step is what I was essentially going to go into is making a bridge. Do I really desire to make a bridge? That's very important. So the first things that I'm trying to understand is, what is the purpose of my conversation? What is the purpose of purposes plural of the situation going on right now? What's, my purposes, Jim's purposes, Bob's purposes? What's going on here? And so there's some level of discussion. We want to talk tactics. We want to talk methodologies and understanding. I just gave my opinion, basically. When someone gives me a diagnosis, I try to identify what is it that they're after. I might not speak to that, but I might. I've got 8 different methods of making a bridge, and they all revolve around observations, feelings, needs, and requests. So if the person's very, very scientific, left-brainy, they're looking in the tangible realm, I'm going to speak to that. I can usually identify whether they're coming from that realm. And if they're coming from the abstract, touchy-feely realm, I'll go to that place. So, yeah, just to give you a descriptor of the tactic, if they are coming from that left brain place, I might speak to how they observe the situation, whatever it is that we're discussing. It's reiteration, speaking back to them the way they see it. So do I have this correctly? Are you saying that, as far as you're concerned, I am stuck within this camp of people called conspiracy theorists. Do I have that correct?
And that what it is is that you filter the truth over time, and as you get older and wisdom kicks in, and what it is that when you try to convey wisdom and truth, it is, because unfortunately today we live in a society where there's monologues, not dialogues, and it's very hard to get a dialogue going. Monologues, yeah. Everybody's everybody talks at each other. They don't talk with each other.
That's for sure.
Bottom line.
Yeah, I was born in New York, so I'm aware of this.
So you understand
this whole
thing.
I come from the sixth borough of New York, known as Miami, so I'm also familiar.
Everybody knows everything here, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, Jim, the wisdom, one correction in my eyes from what you just said, wisdom, it's not always temporal. You know, it doesn't always have to do with age. And it's clear to me that there's a lot of people from all different periods in their lives that some are going to go back to that traumatized child, as Daryl put it, at 70 years old, and then there's going to be a 25-year-old who's able to think clearly and present and communicate clearly as well. So,
yeah, it very much comes down to being sure of what it is that we're after. I know my purpose is when I'm about to speak. I know why I'm about to say these things, and I have an idea of the applications and the function. And if there's practical applications, that's wisdom. That's the definition of wisdom, that it's practical. And if it's not practical, it's not wisdom. And I hardly ever even use the word truth. I would use supportive evidence. I would use correlation because I'm looking for creating repetitive scenarios that are desirable. That's what I'm after. That's really the end result of practical. But I don't make any claim to know reality or truth. All I know is the lenses that I'm looking through. So I look through the lenses of the trivium and voluntary communication tactics because so far they've been the best lenses I've found, but I collect other lenses. I collect them such as the six thinking hats. I believe that's coming from De Bono. Definitely the Nathaniel Brandon's six pillars of self-esteem. I collect these situations. Certainly the work of David Allen with Getting Things Done, GTD.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
Yeah, so all of those are tactics, okay? I collect them. I investigate them. I see how do they fit into the trivium, which is an old and consistently useful tactic
I've studied classical architecture, and I've studied the trivium, and, you know, I understand a lot of the theories that stemmed out of here, and I know how it's been run out of the academic institutions, you know, violently. So is, classical architecture as well. Anything to do with classicism has been run out because it combats, logic is the enemy of the state, as well as religion. But, it's especially in New York, like I said, you come from here, it's really hard to combat I try to use logic, and sometimes logic, and I think you nailed it. You got to figure out who's logical, who's left brain, who's right brain, you know what I mean? And like I said, I've spent a lot of time with eccentric people. You've been in New York. In New York, it's actually cool to be in New York, because you do meet a lot of people who have different ideologies, left, right, whatever, you know what I mean? But, I'm more libertarian, obviously, in my belief set.
Well, Jim, I appreciate the call. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll take more calls. Angela, hold on. And let's see, we had one other person in line. They dropped. All right, feel free to call in again if you like, 800-313-9443.
The Bob Justin Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years, and in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Are you with us?
Angela? Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. Can you hear me right now? Or?
I can.
We hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I've never called in before.
I'm glad you did. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm a frustrated citizen. I have a husband that's without a job. You know, I call him lazy. Maybe I shouldn't do that. And I have children, and the trivium that you mentioned before, I homeschool my children, and we like classical conversations. It's based on the trivium, in case you didn't know. But how do you feel about this? I mean, to me, I know that the president said that the economy is improving, but, I mean, I'm not seeing it on my end. What are some ways that we can stimulate the economy and, like, I don't want to pick on my poor husband, but well, there's nothing poor about him. He's just lazy. Or I feel that way. How does a family handle this economy? Do you have any advice on that, or?
I got some advice.
Sure.
First off, when you really use the trivium, you actually are identifying things, and you actually do have a practical grasp of those informal logical fallacies. So you don't make hasty generalizations. You don't put people into boxes, because no one is in a permanent state of anything. They're actually, everyone is experiencing many different things, and that way you can see clearly. Also, you identify abstractions. There is no culture. There are many cultures, plural, around us, and people are flowing from one to the other. There is no the economy, because that word is Greek. It literally means the household. There's all these individual households. There are all these people who are in their unfortunate situations because, for the most part, due to the 15,000 hours of government school, unfortunately, people have learned to essentially read someone else's script and to be a worker. Many people have not learned entrepreneurial arts of actually starting their own business or going into actually writing their own script in their life. This is very disempowering. So I think it very much helps to first identify, and especially anytime words come out of your mouth, you identify, is it an abstraction? Am I speaking of the culture, the economy? Doesn't exist, sorry. And
we have to make a living. I mean, I have to feed the kids. And honestly,
yes,
he hasn't worked in six months.
So then it goes into, okay, so what am I going to do? So then it comes to the tactics of, what are the resources available to me? You know, you got to make an actual inventory. That's your grammar. You're going through, okay, here's all the resources that I have. Everything, that includes your attributes. You know, like, for example, for your husband, for example, he would have certain attributes, like skills that he would be excellent at, things that he's interested in, so therefore you can have that motivation.
He's qualified. He's just lazy. And I teach the grammars of math and English and rhetoric. I teach those to my children. My youngest is two. And, oh, my Lord, you know, I'm so frustrated. You know, I know you're saying that there's not an economy or all this, the Greek translation of it, but I live in the real world, and I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm very frustrated. I hope you can hear the frustration in my voice.
I can hear that, yeah. What I was mostly advocating, Angela, was I was advocating that, you know, if you have frustration, it's coming from what it is that you actually value and desire. So you observe, for example, obviously you got one person in your family who is underemployed. You observe that situation. You observe your thoughts about the whole thing. You also would observe, you know, actual financial needs going on. All of these things go in. They hit your filter, what you value and desire, which is prosperity and having ease and efficiency, having everything that you need. That's what causes this. So what you need to make, of course, what I'm trying to say, not need, but I would recommend, is finding a win-win strategy. So communicating your frustration would be probably, as you probably have already found, less than productive. Communicating what it is that you value and desire, and to try to say brainstorm, look at all, you know, once again, take inventory of all the actual tangible things that you have and the intangible. Those are attributes that you and your husband both
have.
I'm
just wanting to feed my kids, and we won't go to the government for food stamps. That's beneath us. We're not going to do that, even though we paid our fair share of taxes. I don't get to check out of my job, which is taking care of the children. You know, that's my role in my family. I have a husband that will not even go look for a job. He has a master's. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with him. You know, maybe it's this so-called president. I mean, he sounds like you, very much intellectual, and he knows what he's talking about. Very smart man, you know, like, and you sound very smart. And I've listened to some of your podcasts on YouTube. And then, I mean, the way that you're talking about, you know, talking about your, I am so tired because I'm having to ask friends for help, and I just wish he wouldn't be so lazy.
Well,
I believe
well,
a man
touch
should
base
work
with us in the future and let us know how that's going for you, and we'll definitely be interested to hear, you know, from you. And all my best to you. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Mike in New York now. Hello, Mike.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, good to hear from you, buddy.
Good. I really appreciate the conversation tonight. I'd just like to, you know, spill a little bit about what I've been thinking about. You can jump in at any time and cut me off.
Mike's always very thoughtful, Daryl, so this should be good. Go ahead.
I like, or a little bit earlier, you were talking about the inside versus external versus internal, dealing yes. with, you know, your emotions on the inside versus all the external influences and how you deal with those. I find, you know, I heard Mark Passio say that if you have sort of a total inside where you're in control of yourself internally, whereas if you were in a system that really had anarchy in a sense where, you know, there was no sort of structure that we're living in today, where the roles are sort of reversed, where you have a system that really causes all internal anarchy within inside of you, whether it be through your food, the media, or anything you can ingest, you know, mentally, physically, or spiritually, there's something in there to twist it, you know, twist yourself. Finding that balance within yourself is really the key. But then coming into harmony is really where you exercise balance enough to the point where you could keep it up almost all the time or in most situations.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And I'm glad that I was actually quite happy to hear the way you reiterated that. Internal harmony is the first step. I mean, I was obviously, when Angela was on, I was trying to say, okay, hey, let's work with this. And it kept going back to, no, I'm feeling this. I'm feeling frustrated and he's lazy. And like, you know, that obviously, yeah. How's that getting you? How's that tactic working for
you? Well, the thing is, he can't be lazy at every single moment.
He's not. No, you're human beings. I remember being
exactly.
unemployed.
You're not lazy.
Too.
You're a human being.
Yeah, and I also
a relationship is 50-50. There's always two halves to every story.
But you know, it's more than that. I mean, it comes down to tactics. It's like, are you willing to actually to listen, to know and understand, and to grab these tools? And I don't personally care so much whether someone is interested in grabbing hold of these tools and using them. If they have better tools that serve them. If, for example, if it served Angela to call her husband lazy and that was what actually created prosperity in her life and harmony in her marriage, by all means, go ahead and do that. Call him names and be frustrated and focus on the external observations as the cause of your feelings and pretend that that's the reality. Or, as an alternative, you could also pay attention to what's going on that you value and desire. You could actually really study the trivium, which would mean that you actually have a tangible use of your informal logical fallacies, meaning you don't get to call someone any names anymore because, of course, that's just a complete red herring. It's utterly useless. It's an ad hominem attack, and it's definitely damages the bridge of connection between you and the other. Instead, you just pay attention to that. The frustration is there to give you a hint that you need to do something. But doing something as an adult is different than just merely reacting as a traumatized child. I'm advocating that you actually have a methodology that is useful and that yields you predictable and desired results. So essentially, that's why I was saying, please, you know, you don't, you know, one thing at a time. You don't jump in and start bringing up abstractions like culture and the economy. Neither,
yeah, well, part
which
of the problem
exists.
is that people make ultimatums for themselves, unnecessary boxes that they create.
Yes.
And it's an ultimatum, and nothing is set in stone, as they say. Well, some things might be. Well, folks, we got to take our last break of the evening, and we'll come back to finish things off. Mike, if you want to hang out, you can. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it...
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Tomorrow night on the Bob Tuscan Show, we'll have Chris Kitts, who is the founder of Before It's News, and he is the developer behind Unseen.is. We're going to be debuting this, well, breakthrough in encryption and communication. It's something that you're all going to want to hear. He's going to be announcing it on the show. We've been in beta testing. I've been using it for the last couple weeks, and I'm really excited about this. These guys got their stuff together. Chris is a very successful entrepreneur and has had several big startups, and Unseen.is is his latest from the Before It's News founder, Chris Kitts. That will be on tomorrow night's show on the Bob Tuscan Show. But let's finish off our discussion tonight. And Daryl, we'll have to do this again. This has been great, man. It's gone by way too fast. Daryl Becker has been our guest. The website, voluntaryvisions.com. Did I get it right?
voluntaryvisions.blogspot.com.
All right.
And,
Close enough. And basically
you'll find, all you have to do is Google my name, although I am D-A-R-R-E-L-L. So, you know. We were covering some things off air about describing how everything just happened to fit just perfectly, you know?
Yeah. We can't plan that stuff. Is Mike still on the line with us too?
I'm here.
Oh, cool, Mike. All right.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, so I figured we'd let Mike help us wrap up this discussion and continue with for the next 8 minutes or so, this roundtable type discussion. Mike, did you want to pick it on up on something?
Well, yeah, I wanted to bring up before you were talking about bridges, and I think the ability to choose, building a bridge versus burning a bridge. I think too many people today don't have the ability, or they choose the wrong time to, they burn the wrong ones, and then they end up keeping the ones that they should have burned. I think a lot of that, when you have the trivium and when through experience, a lot of that, I think that helps when you have a lack of tools in your life, like a good education or money or things like that. Experience really does make up for a lot of that. But you have to really internalize it and, you know, learn from it, each and every experience. You know, people can too quickly burn the bridge before they actually, learn from it.
Yeah, and since we're talking about the metaphorical bridge of empathy is what I like to call it, I just want to quickly say that I know of 8 different ways, and I'll try to spit them out really quick because I got the time crunch going here. Essentially, I could speak to how the other person observes the situation. That's the O in the OFNR. I could speak to how the other person chooses to act or react or whatever they're requesting of me. That's the R in the OFNR. These are on the tangible side, things that a videotape can actually measure. It's like you got 3. Essentially, if you can write it down or if you can record it in some way, that's the tangible side. And I'll speak like that to someone who's very on that tangible wavelength. For the touchy-feely person, I can speak directly to whatever the person is valuing or desiring. Or I could basically speak essentially to... Maybe I might speak to whatever it is that they're feeling, but I'm really, really cautious on that one. I don't advocate going straight for that because it could sound like you're psychologizing. And on the other side of it, I could also speak of my own observations, how I see the situation, unless I think the person's going to take that as a contradiction from what they see it. I could speak of my own choice of actions or requests that I make of them or myself. And I'll do that too, unless it, of course, is downplaying what they're after. I could also speak of, essentially, to show my vulnerable card. I could say what it is that I'm feeling in regards to what's going on. That's essentially tipping my hand, emotionally speaking. And I can also finally speak of what motivates me, my values and desires or needs. And that's the N. So that's the use of OFNR to make bridges. I choose carefully. I choose wisely if I possibly can, and then I speak to that. I basically try to make things explicit to say, between me and Bob and Jim, I'm trying to make a palpable, understandable amount of respect and understanding.
If I could speak to that.
Sure, Mike, go ahead.
The great thing about what you, all the steps you just described is when you're dealing with another person or even a group of people, through those steps, you've not once taken away or stolen anybody's so-called individual rights or sovereignty or natural, you know, anything that they have. You have not violated it. You've completely given them the option how you see it, and you've given them all the choices you could have gathered within that situation, and you've essentially left it up to them, but you've given them the clearest idea of how you could see it, and together through that, you've actually grown and you strengthen the bond of, you know, natural law itself. And then, also, you know, strengthening it as a whole. You know, we can really build this as a society and, you know, really incorporate that into, you know, conversations in schools and, you know, so people learn about this from a much earlier age.
Thanks, Jim. I think I agree with that.
Right on. That's Mike. But yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Mike. I'm sorry. Mike.
Jim, Mike. What the heck is my name? I don't even know. It's it's been a long day. Well,
names are sort of arbitrary now anyway. They're sort of just made up anyway.
Who am I? What am I?
You know, but that is the ultimate question, is non-theft. Non-theft of yourself and...
natural law.
Don't cheat yourself and don't cheat others.
Yeah.
You know, living by that and giving everybody the option, you know, as long as they don't violate your natural rights as well.
Exactly. Well, thanks for the call, Mike. Daryl, natural law is an important piece of this, right?
It's a fascinating concept. I have to say that I do find, in general, I'm looking for increased amounts of respect and understanding, and I really like to highlight when something is an abstraction or whether it's a tangible. So when it comes to anything revolving around the word rights, I instantly am trying to translate that in my head to personal preferences. And of course, I like to associate with other people who would respect my personal preferences and vice versa. So I have no use personally for ever using the word rights or, for that matter, you know, even any type of law, but I do look for actual respect, understanding, and that type of, what can I say, useful or very happy and equitable scenario between people, and especially within myself. Everything I've been outlining this whole time, the most important part of all of these tools for all of you folks who actually have been using your crayons, actually have been writing these things down, maybe investigating them with your search engines, the most important part that I'd like to leave you all with is please do this for yourself silently, internally. That's the most important part. You getting equilibrium for yourself intellectually with the trivium and emotionally with voluntary communication.
All right. Well, Daryl, this has been great. NLP. You ever get into NLP at all?
Ah, yes. The dirty fighting big brother of nonviolent communication.
I felt like that was the programming. Case. I felt like that was the case. All right. I'm glad you said that, because the whole time I'm listening to this, I'm thinking, is NLP kind of a draconian version of it?
It was rendered kind of tactically useless once you are using the skills that I have been advocating tonight. So,
and that makes
take that something as just right now, it's very difficult to be manipulated when you actually are aware of what the other person is motivated by, when you are aware of what you're motivated by, when you're aware of what's tangible and what's abstract, when you have these differentiations, when you have the logical fallacy filter in place, when you can have things like grammar scan. That's the tactical use of grammar so that you have one definition for one thing, so that you have certain words like first person plural pronouns, we, us, our, you know, that type of thing. Like, we're at war with Iraq because we're over there fighting for our freedom, you know, that whole thing. And that's, of course, fallacious. You don't have an army. You're not in control of it, so it's not yours. You're not part of that group. You might imagine you are, but that's illusory, I would say. You don't have evidence to support that claim. And the other part, too, where you actually are identifying abstractions and tangibles, and you realize, so in calling it the economy, how practical is that for you in the day-to-day?
Not very. Daryl, it's been great, man. Thanks again. We'll have to do it some other time. I appreciate your information and your input on tonight's show.
Thank you so much, Bob. Wish you a beautiful evening.
Yeah, same to you. It must be nice there in Hawaii. Jeez. For those in the freezing cold, we can all be envious. Love you. See you tomorrow.
Take care, Bob. Action. Now go plant some seeds. With financial.